This is the WHL This Week, Playoff Edition. Presented by the Western Hockey League, the WHL Radio Broadcast Partners, and Easton Hockey. Here's your host, John Keane.
And welcome to the 2014 WHL Playoffs. Coming up, WHL had a kickoff news conference in Kelowna Thursday. We'll have more with Commissioner Ron Robison and Kelowna Rockets GM and Governor Bruce Hamilton. It was tiebreaker Tuesday in Red Deer. We'll take you back to that game and hear from the Denny's WHL Player of the Week, Colin Valcourt of the Prince Albert Raiders. And the WHL has announced its first and second team All-Stars and award finalists. We'll have a look at that. And the Saskatoon Blades won the WHL Bantam Draft Lottery this week, but well, the real winner turned out to be the Brandon Wheat Kings. We'll have more on that story. Well, the Western Hockey League officially launching the playoffs at a news conference from the Grand Hotel in downtown Kelowna. WHL Commissioner Ron Robison kicking things off.
Welcome to the WHL playoffs. This is a time of year we all look forward to, and I'd like to first of all express sincere thanks to Michael Kinghorn of Cal Tire and to Cal Tire, our longest standing Western Hockey League corporate partner. They've been there from us from the outset and continue to provide great support and provide the opportunities for the young players that you'll see during the playoffs to have the opportunity to excel as they battle for a position and not only advance in the playoffs but to play for the Edgenoath Cup and ultimately for the opportunity to win a berth in the MasterCard Memorial Cup in London.
Kelowna Rockets general manager and chairman of the WHL Board of Governors, Bruce Hamilton, is expecting some great battles in the West.
I think that we're going to have a real good run here with Tri-Cities. They have one of the great young goaltenders in the game and a real exciting young team. So we're looking forward to a real good series. I just think that the Western Hockey League in particular, I'm not going to speak on behalf of the Eastern Conference. I just don't have enough about them. But in our division here, I think the Victoria Spokane series is going to be unbelievable. I think Seattle Everett series is a series made in heaven for them. What a great opportunity. And I think the first time they've ever got after each other. And then, of course, Portland and Vancouver will be a hard-fought series. Anytime that Don Hay has a team in, it's going to be competitive. So I just think we're in for a great playoff run in the Western Division anyways. And I wish Tri-Cities all the best, and I know that the fans of both cities are going to enjoy this series.
In the East, the Edmonton Oil Kings battling the Prince Albert Raiders. The East Division pennant winner Regina Pats set to meet the Brandon Wheat Kings. The Calgary Hitmen and the Kootenay Ice already underway, and a good rivalry between the Medicine Hat Tigers and the Swift Current Broncos will be renewed. Meanwhile, the WHL, in conjunction with Shaw TV, are broadcasting the opening round of the Calgary-Kootenay series. It's available in high definition on channel 303 or 304 and Shaw Direct channel 299. Good luck to all the 16 teams in the battle for the Edgenoath Cup.
You're listening to the WHL This Week, Radio Edition.
Well, the WHL has announced its Eastern and Western Conference 2014 WHL Award finalists. The Jim Pigott Memorial Trophy for WHL Rookie of the Year is between Nikita Sherbak of the Saskatoon Blades and Kelowna Rockets 16-year-old Nick Merkley. The Dale Wilson Trophy for the top goaltender between Edmonton's Tristan Jarry and the Kelowna Rockets' Jordan Cook. The Bill Hunter Memorial Trophy for top defenseman will be between Josh Morrissey of the Prince Albert Raiders as well as Derek Pouliot of the Portland Winterhawks. The Brad Horning Trophy for the most sportsmanlike player of the year between Sam Reinhart of the Kootenay Ice and Mitch Holmberg of the Spokane Chiefs. The WHL Scholastic Player of the Year, the Daryl Doc Seaman Memorial Trophy, will be between Nelson Nogier of the Saskatoon Blades and Dominic Turgeon of the Portland Winterhawks. The Dunk McCallum Memorial Trophy for WHL Coach of the Year will be up against Sean Clouston of the Medicine Hat Tigers and Dave Lowry of the Victoria Royals. The Doug Wickenheiser Memorial Trophy as the WHL Humanitarian of the Year will be contested by Sam Fioretti of the Moose Jaw Warriors and Mitch Topping from the Tri-City Americans. The WHL Marketing Business Award will be between the Regina Pats and the Seattle Thunderbirds. Two awards already announced, the regular season champion Scotty Monroe Memorial Trophy going to the Kelowna Rockets, while the Bob Clark Trophy for the top scorer to Mitch Holmberg of the Spokane Chiefs. The awards, including the WHL Player of the Year, will be announced a day before the WHL Bantam Draft in Calgary, April 30th.
The quest for the Edgenoath Cup. This is the WHL This Week, Playoff Edition.
It was Tiebreaker Tuesday at the WHL as the Red Deer Rebels hosting the Prince Albert Raiders in a one-game showdown for the eighth and final playoff spot in the East. Only the fifth time in WHL history a tiebreaker game has been used. The game was a back-and-forth affair.
Lost the puck to Bleakley. In front, Dino scores! Reese Dino was wide open. It's a power play goal. Rebels up 3-2.
3-2, Rebels lead early in the third. Draisaitl to Conroy in over the Rebel line. Pass across, scores! Valcourt was wide open in front of the net. Colin Valcourt, the Red Deer product, a power play goal. This game's tied at 3.
Puck goes into the corner. Valcourt trying to get it in front, sent off the glass by Detzel. Here's Draisaitl right across by Conroy, scores! Dakota Conroy let it go from the left side. It squeezes through the pads of Bartizak, and the Raiders are up 4-3.
Voice of the Rebels, Cam Moon, with the call as the Raiders would add the empty netter and win 5-3, advancing to play Edmonton in round one. Prince Albert Raiders overage forward Colin Valcourt had a pretty good week. On Monday, he was named the Denny's WHL Player of the Week. And then, in his hometown of Red Deer, on his birthday, he would score the tying goal. Drew Wilson has more with Valcourt, a deadline deal acquisition from the Saskatoon Blades.
Ever since the trade, Colin, the team kind of went south for a little while. You had to scratch just to get into the tiebreaker game. How confident are you as a group now that you've really climbed the mountain?
Yeah, for sure. You know, I think this last month and a half-ish, you know, we've been desperate. We've been a desperate hockey team. We've really grown in the dressing room and on the ice, and, you know, it's showing out there. You know, we've been picking up wins when we need them, and, you know, I feel we've been playing very well.
And how valuable and how nice is a couple of days off, not only for the team, but you're in your hometown, you get to visit with family and friends, and after playing a lot of hockey over the last month just to get here.
Yeah, it's huge. You know, it's nice to see everybody. You know, I spent some time with my family, you know, but at the same time, we're focused on hockey right now. We need to be ready coming into the playoffs. We know who Edmonton is. We know they're not going to be easy. You know, and they've had a very successful playoff push the last 2 years, and or maybe even three, I can't remember. And, you know, it's going to be the same for them this year.
From the drop of the puck to the Edchenout Cup, this is the WHL This Week Radio Edition.
The WHL Bantam Draft Lottery held in Calgary Wednesday under supervision from KPMG. WHL's Vice President of Hockey, Richard Dirksen, led the proceedings.
At this time, I will ask Risha to enter the balls into the machine and proceed with the lottery. As you can see, a ball from the Saskatoon Blades has been drawn. Saskatoon has the first pick in the 2014 WHL Bantam Draft.
Turns out, though, the big winner is actually the Brandon Wheat Kings, as the Wheat Kings acquired Saskatoon's pick in the Brendan Walker deal and will pick first at the draft set for May 1st in Calgary. Wheat Kings general manager and head coach Kelly McCrimmon no doubt had fortune smiling on him.
You need to have a season where you finish last position, and we're fortunate from a previous trade that we had the right to flip picks, and going to be real nice for our staff in terms of our selections, and obviously a real important day for our organization. It's going to give us a chance to draft a star player. That's exactly what it's going to do, and you know, the more good players you have, the more depth you have, the stronger your team is going to be hopefully in the future, and this is a big part of it.
And with the Saskatoon ball coming up, the Lethbridge Hurricanes will select second, the Kamloops Blazers third, the Moose Jaw Warriors fourth, Prince George Cougars fifth, and the Red Deer Rebels sixth in round one. And that's the show this week, our first playoff edition. I'm John Keane, and thanks for listening.
This has been a presentation of the Western Hockey League in cooperation with the WHL radio broadcast partners and Easton Hockey, a production of NL Broadcasting Limited, Kamloops, British Columbia.